The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas man looked at the prospect of life in prison and no parole. Now he's a free man.
A jury has acquitted 33-year-old John Williams of a capital murder charge in the robbery and shooting death of former Oklahoma University defensive tackle Devonta Lampkin. He was gunned down in front of his home on Irvay in 2022. Defense attorney Heath Harris says the state's case had problems, starting with the way police conducted themselves during the arrest.
He was in the squad car in his trousers and ass wasn't clothes, so they put a black hoodie on him. And then they took pictures of him as if those are, you know, that's what he chose to wear.
Harris says it was a mistake for the state to use an uncredible co-defendant to testify against Williams. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
North Richland Hills cops say a drunk driver struck and killed a man as he's outside getting something out of his car. It happened outside of Jose Valle's home. Police say his car is parked outside. Someone hit him and he just happened to be out there before the guy drove off. Witnesses managed to give the cops a good description of the car. Police tell us the car is parked outside. Someone hit him as he reacted to what happened. Witnesses managed to give him a good description. The driver is now facing several charges like intoxication, manslaughter, and leaving the scene of a wreck.
Fire broke out this weekend at a marina on Grapevine Lake, sending one person to the hospital and damaging boats.
The Grapevine Fire Department says an electrical issue on one boat started a fire at Silver Lake Marina. People who own boats there say the fire spread and damaged at least 9 others.
It's horrific. Big fire. And there's nothing worse than a boat fire.
One person went to the hospital with a leg injury. Chief Darrell Brown tells NBC5 the closest fire hydrant was half a mile away, so crews laid down 2,000 feet of hose to keep the fire from spreading anymore.
There's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars worth of boats down there that it could have been a really bad day, and they kept it from being there.
Other nearby departments like Bedford, North Richland Hills, and DFW Airport also sent manpower. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Wreck sends a Fort Worth police officer and another driver to the hospital. It happened overnight at 35W's northbound feeder road in Golden Triangle. Still waiting to find out what happened with this police car and the other car. They both went to the hospital, and they're both going to be all right.
All right. Well, a fire has left the north side of Fort Worth's church very damaged from flames, smoke, and water and the water also used by the firefighters.
Fort Worth fire crews were called to a Spanish language Seventh-day Adventist church near Northwest 30th and Long Avenue. When they arrived, the fire had quite a head start. The worst of it was on the back side of the building and in a storage area behind the altar. The entire building has smoke damage, and the sanctuary is the worst of all. Fortunately, no one was hurt because no one was in the church at the time. Investigators are not saying specifically if this contributed to the fire, but firefighters did see arcing wires on a power pole. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, he is with us right now on KRLD. So Austin and I, Bobby, we got to bail at halftime. You didn't have that option. You had to suffer through the whole thing.
Yeah, I had to take in the whole massacre live and in person, and then hang around for the funeral. So it was that was a tough game, and that was it's certainly concerning. That was the word that Jerry Jones used. Even he said it was a very concerning performance. But I mean, just a really bad way to enter the bye week, and then you got San Francisco on the schedule here in a couple weeks.
I know when Jerry was asked about Mike McCarthy's future, he didn't really want to say anything, but is he losing the locker room, or has that happened, or is he in danger of that? That seems like when Jerry would probably make a move if that happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. So in sports, you never want to accuse an athlete of quit. Of quitting on their team or quitting on a game. That's something that's a very serious allegation. So I won't go that far. I'll just say yesterday's game resembled what I assume quitting would look like on a number of fronts. But, you know, that's been an issue a couple times. The Green Bay loss and the Packers looked like a team that was underprepared and then folded pretty quickly. And then yesterday, same sort of thing. Underprepared and then just kind of folded under the pressure really, really quickly. And after two really tough victories on the road, I expected a little bit more, I guess. But, yeah, that's something that they're going to have to watch, is that does Mike McCarthy still light the spark with these guys? Does he, you know, do they play hard for him? Because yesterday that did not look like a team that was playing very hard. So it's something that they'll have to ask. Jerry Jones said after the game, didn't want to get into decisions too much, but then he's followed up and said he's not considering a change at head coach right now. So that's where that one stands. That tone may shift here in a couple weeks if you get beat down on national television against San Francisco.
Yeah, that's the problem. You got the 49ers, and you get the Falcons, the Eagles, the Texans. That's all. It doesn't get any easier. This was a failure, Bobby, at every level imaginable. And the defense, you can almost give them a little bit of an excuse because of the injuries, but the defense – those injuries, that didn't have anything to do with the offense mustering just 9 points. They couldn't even get in the end zone.
Yeah, look, I mean, you need to be better than giving up 47 points even with the injuries. But like you said, they had, you know, four of their top five defensive players were all out for this game. And so they're very depleted. And Jerry seemed to want to kind of give them a little bit of a pass. Obviously needs to be better, but he knew they were run down and it was a really good Detroit offense. What he seemed really surprised by was the issues with the offense. Like you can't have a game where it's all about 5-0. You know, you have five turnovers and Detroit has zero. Detroit has five touchdowns, you have zero. That is going to be a recipe for a blowout. And it was. It was the biggest home blowout in Jerry Jones's time with the Cowboys. So it's definitely sobering. He'll have a chance to sit on it for a couple weeks, stew on it. We'll talk to him tomorrow on 105 Through the Fan and see what other details we can get. But this is a critical point right now for the Cowboys.
Is the problems with the offense simply that they just can't even muster any kind of a run game at all? Or is Dak not seeing the field well? Where do you fall on that?
Yes. Yes, Austin. All of it. I mean, a big part of this right now is they can't protect. And Dak doesn't look like he's trusting his protection very much. And I think that's affecting the way that he's surveying the field and the confidence that he's throwing with. Dak has not been good this season for the most part. And so that's on him. And CeeDee Lamb and his connection with CeeDee Lamb has not been strong. But, yeah, the running game has not been great. That's partially the running backs, but also partially the offensive line. And then the fact that they can't really protect. I think everybody felt like the offense's ability, their ceiling was going to come down to how good was this offensive line's cohesion. So far, it hasn't been very good, and in turn, the offense hasn't been very good. And I think as soon as that clicks into place, if you can get it to click into place this year, then you'll start to see the offense have more success.
Well, okay. Well, you're going to need to have a lot more if the defense keeps giving up 47 points. Which brings me to the gentleman in front of us right now, Steve Goodtime. He's with us. All one word. And what's your motto? It's not a great time.
It's a good time.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's a good 6 out of 10.
I'm a 6 out of 10 guy.
I'm not going to promise you a great time, but yeah, it won't be a terrible time.
All right.
So now you described yourself as a rock and roll circus performer.
That's me.
Is that okay? Is that,
yeah.
that good?
That's absolutely great.
What would the definition of that be?
Well, I mean, in my show, I play guitar solos and I juggle fire and just risk my life for all your guys' entertainment.
Yeah, and people seem to like it, huh?
Yeah. I don't know why, but they're here for it.
They're here.
You were on America's Got Talent.
I was.
You were on Canada's Got Talent. You're Canadian. You were on Canada's Got Talent. And I watched some of your videos this morning. I saw the one you had the knife in your mouth.
Yes.
Pointing straight out with a balloon on the knife and a candelabra balanced on the balloon.
Yes.
A lit candelabra.
Yes, I balanced that, and then I shred some guitar solos while it's balancing. And then and, you know, at the climax, you pop the balloon, candelabra drops, and you catch it on the blade.
So there's two things that interest me about that. How do you do that, and why do you do that?
Girls.
Has it worked out for you?
No.
You're by yourself.
Yeah, I drove down by myself.
Right. That's the other thing. You drove down from Toronto.
Yes.
For the State Fair of Texas.
Yes, 24 hours of driving. I slept in a Love's parking lot. It was very fabulous.
Nice.
Big kudos to Love's.
Hey, man, this keeps getting better and better.
Showbiz, man, what a life, right? Yeah, but you told me you were bringing down a lot of gear. Right?
I did bring a lot of gear. That's
for some new elements to the show.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So the new show is Steve Goodtime, The Fellowship of the Good Time. It's a rock opera. So it's basically Van Halen meets Lord of the Rings meets circus.
Nice.
So it's a journey of Steve Goodtime finding his inner flame, his passion again for rock.
Uh-huh.
And there's evil goblins and face-melting solos. It's beautiful.
Hey, I'm already getting teary-eyed thinking about it.
On one of these videos I saw, you brought your mom out. Is she with you?
She didn't come down with me. No. She actually got quite a lot more famous than me from America's Got Talent, so she's doing her own thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was the one who got famous.
Yeah. So
great. Mama, good time. She's killing it.
What is she doing?
Running retiree groups. That's about it. But she's doing.
Give me an example. One of the new things you're doing in this show.
One of the new things is, I balance on top of a giant guitar amp. I'm shredding guitar solos. I'm doing a new version of the candelabra trick,
okay,
where there's actually a giant goblet on top of the balloon, and then I pop it, drops, catch that. Afterwards, I make a pile of fully cooked and dressed hot dogs appear inside the goblet.
All right.
Wow.
And
that's not where
audience?
I thought that was going.
No, I didn't either. Hot dogs. Uh-oh.
That took a turn at the end.
Follow your dreams, kids.
That's right.
And you were on America's Got Talent. What'd Simon think of you?
He actually really liked me. He gave me a yes.
Yeah,
he wanted me to go through. It was Howie and Sophia that didn't like
those
me.
Those jerks.
Right.
And so America didn't like you as much as Canada did, or is it the other way around?
I got two yes and two no on both of those stages. Howie gave me a no both times, so we
jerk.
Have a bit of a feud going.
Why does he get to do both shows?
I don't know.
Is he Canadian?
Doesn't seem fair.
He is Canadian.
Oh, he's well, that explains it. Okay.
Yeah.
Steve Goodtime, how many shows a day?
I'm doing three shows a day.
Okay.
All right. At the Fringe stage, that's on the north end of the Cotton Bowl up there by the Taffy, in case you don't know.
Yep. Perform beside the Taffy.
Is there one thing that you've got your focus on, and you're like, I want to be able to do this trick in the future? Is there something?
It's really just the rock opera. I want to spread the story of the Fellowship of the Good Time.
Instead of the dude, you're the good time.
Yeah.
All right.
Steve Goodtime, he's with us here on KRLD as we continue live at the State Fair of Texas. Steve, thank you so much for stopping by.
A lot of fun. Thank you so much for having me.
That's not your real name, right?
No, it is.
No.
All right.
Okay. Oh, I see. All right. Your secret is safe.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.